News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Major rise in crime in towns and villages. So says the front of the Irish Times newspaper this morning, reporting that crime levels were up more than 25% in some parts of the country last year. Well, for more on this, Christy Galligan is a former Garda Sergeant and current Peace Commissioner for Donegal. He's on the line. Christy, I'm just looking at some of the figures this morning. Areas like Longford, Wicklow, Kinsale, Kells, Ardee, Howth and Rathcoole, where the figures were more than six times the national average in some cases. Is it that crime is actually up, or is it just that more people are reporting it?
I think and it's more people reporting crime. Normally people are fairly reluctant to report crime, but you have issues in relation to gangland crime, internal feuding between the families, the increase in the number of drug issues in relation to some areas, and we've seen it highlighted on News Talk and other radio stations as well around the country. So it's probably an increase in reporting, and also detection rates as well have gone up around the country as well. So I wouldn't worry about it, but at the same time, we have seen social issues and social problems in some areas, and they need to be looked at as well. There's been an increase in the community relations since COVID-19, unfortunately, came to our shores. We have seen a huge increase in input by the Gardaí into community relations, and that has kind of stemmed the flow I've seen this year anyway in relation to crime in general. But it's still happening out there, and people have to be aware of it.
Did you say at the outset there, I just want to ask you, Christy, that is there sometimes a reluctance, do you think, on the part of people to come forward and report crime, or is it?
Yeah, there is, unfortunately, and I've seen it over many years, that people are reluctant. Even when they do make a report in relation to crime, they're reluctant to follow it up, because the first thing to think about is, well, I have to go to court. That means I have to take a day off work, or how am I going to get a childminder to look after the child? Or there's a myriad of problems people have in relation to reporting something, you know.
Okay, perhaps it depends on the type of crime as well.
Exactly. It depends on the type of crime and the seriousness of the crime. Now, we've seen that some of the major crimes have gone down in some areas, but detection, let's say, in relation to the increase in assaults, misuse of drugs, and I deal with the warrants for the local Garda stations here in relation to drugs. We've seen an increase in detection rates in those, which is it's a very positive thing as well.
Is that just, though, because more searches perhaps are being carried out?
More searches, more intelligence-led operations as well. There's a lot of intelligence-led operations as well that are happening in large areas. And you see in computer belts around Dublin as well, where you have people are moving out into the satellite counties as well. You'll have some problems that emanate from that as well, and you'll see increase in the number of crimes being committed.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. Christy Galligan, former Garda Sergeant and current Peace Commissioner for Donegal, my thanks to you for joining us on the programme this morning.